Three, two, one, ghost. Hey, everybody. Welcome to 3-2-1 Ghost. I'm your host with the silent G, Kyle, as always, joined by my co-host. Hey, Natalie, how are you?
Hi, I'm fantastic.
This movie is, it's a weird one. I'm really
It's
excited
so
to talk about
weird.
this. I don't know where this conversation's gonna go, but I am here. I'm prepared. My eyes are beaming. I don't even know where I'm going with any of this. Hey, everybody, we're talking about 1989's Puppet Master, which, 1989. Hey, that's a big year for Puppet Master fans, big year for Swifties, big year
Oh,
for,
jeez.
Bay Area baseball fans. Now, I did not watch this movie in 1989. I actually watched it fairly kind of recently with you, but when was the first time you watched Puppet Master?
Let's see, it came out in 89. I would have been two, so definitely not then. I'd say I watched this movie when I was like five or six. Definitely edited for television. Again, discovering that dynamic because I don't remember all the sex, but that also could just be my child brain blocking it out and being like, this part's not interesting. But yeah, it scared the shit out of me because I was so afraid of like any evil toys like Chucky and all these guys, and Dolly Dearest was another one that I watched that I really love. But I loved scaring myself. So I watched this a lot as a kid. This one and the second one.
And this isn't even the first puppet movie we've covered. I mean, of
It
I
isn't.
know. So shout out to Dead Silence. And
Love that one.
I don't know. We'll see where this movie falls on the spectrum of inanimate objects come to life with murderous intent. It's a weird collection of characters, and I don't know. But you would think, like, with my love of toys coming to life and killing people, that I would have seen this earlier. But I actually didn't watch it until this was probably like what? How many? A few years ago, but it was with you.
Yeah, it might have been like up to like 5 years ago, but yeah, this is now the second time I feel like that I've watched, like, forced you to watch this movie.
I wouldn't call it forced necessarily,
Okay,
but
good.
pressured. I definitely
Yeah,
say
oh
that.
yeah. Okay, that's fair. I'll take it.
So this movie is written by Kenneth J. Hall and Joseph G. Colodi. I'm gonna go ahead and say that. Directed by David Schmoller, and you've got a cast: Paul LaMotte, who used to be a boxer, I believe.
Oh, interesting.
Couldn't tell by that fight at the end because he was just getting the fucking shit beaten out of him. So you certainly couldn't
Yeah.
tell then. I would think
Yeah.
if I was a professional boxer before that, and I was in this movie, maybe he was thinking like, "Hey, I want to act against type. I think everyone's just gonna expect me just to come in, just
Be
fucking
kicking ass.
guns a-blazing, and just fucking take that dude down, fucking like Ivan Drago style." But I maybe he was like, "No, I'm gonna. I have no idea."
He's gonna be
So,
the softy. I don't know anyone in this cast, really.
Irene Miracle, Robin Freites, William Hickey, who I have a lot of fucking great things to say, even though he's only in this movie for a little bit. And gosh, I swore I remember Barbara Crampton being in this movie more than she was. But that was literally like how many lines? Few lines over like 30 seconds that seem with Dana.
Yeah. That's definitely my fault because I thought she was in this movie way more. I think we both, I'm not gonna say both. I'll take the fall for this one. I really thought that she was playing Carissa. Like, I've seen this movie a million times, and for some reason I just swapped Barbara Crampton's face in there. I mean, they're both beautiful blonde women, but Barbara Crampton is much younger than I think the character of Carissa. By like 10 years, maybe 10 or 15
And
years.
nothing against the woman that plays Carissa, but
No,
Barbara
she's
Crampton would
great.
have killed that role too.
Oh, Barbara Crampton kills everything.
This movie, there are like 10 of these fucking things.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say outright right now, sorry y'all, sorry Puppet Master fans. I'm thinking, never say never, but I don't know if we're gonna go through all 10 of these fucking things.
I don't know that we will. I will say this, I am going to watch them all. So, I'm going to put in that time commitment. I'm going to try. Why
Oh,
not?
Okay.
I like the first three, I think. I think the first three are worth watching.
Me too. So all these movies were produced by Full Moon Pictures. I was looking through a list of all the movies that they've released over the, you know, the decades now, and it's a lot, but I didn't recognize any of them outside of there was one called The Castle Freak, which I have not seen before. Are you familiar with that one?
No, I've never heard of it.
Directed by Stuart Gordon, starring Jeffrey Combs and Barbara
Oh,
Crampton.
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to watch that.
Monster in a haunted house kind of situation. Yeah, like I said, you know, the first, I've always seen the first three, but I've had fun with all of them. And this one is, it's the concept is just so delightfully wonderful to me. None of it makes sense
It
at
does
all.
not make sense. I watched it twice and was like, okay, this time I'm gonna fully pay attention to everything everybody's saying. I'm gonna like figure this shit out. And there's just a lot of things that don't make sense that I think we can chat about. But yeah, I have a lot of questions of mostly why.
I feel like with this movie, you can ask why, and I think you might be able to find some sort of an answer, but then it's always followed up with another, but why?
Yes, exactly. But why like that? Or why this way? Like there's a lot.
This movie opens in 1939, and at the earlier stages of World War II. This is that part's only important because now, while there's some hints of German Nazi situation very vaguely in this movie, as we'll be learning as the series goes on, it becomes very much a central core kind of component.
Yeah, like they go hard with it to the point where I'm like, are we like wanting Nazis to be a part of this, or like are they the bad guys? Like that's what I'm curious to know. I'm like, how are we depicting these guys? Like they seem to be, it seems like everybody's a bad guy, honestly, in this movie.
I feel like there's only one good way to depict a Nazi. Actually, two good ways. Evil or dead, I think.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's why I'm like, I don't know what they could do with these characters. So I'm like, hopefully they're all just very evil.
I suppose so. I guess I'm just so used to watching Indiana Jones movies where it's like that swastika is just almost like a target just to fucking punch and
Yeah.
fucking shoot, you know?
Hell
So
yeah.
fuck Nazis.
Yeah, fuck Nazis.
So this movie opens at the Bodega Bay Inn, which is a not a real hotel, like not the name of it, but that building though is a real hotel. Though you can tell by the very weird shots, it is not located on the cliffs. It's in Pasadena. Those of you are who are familiar with Southern California, Pasadena is not on the coast. No, we're a little more inland,
Yes,
more in the
yeah, a
valley
little
there.
more inland. Oh, I want to go there.
But I don't think the interiors were filmed there. I'm not sure. The interiors, I think there was some split filming between there and Riverside as well. There was another
Oh.
hotel, also not by the ocean. Is it by a river? I mean, I guess it's named Riverside. I just assume it's California. Everything's just dried up at this point, so I don't know.
There's some water here, a little bit.
Yeah, there's a little bit you can find. I got plenty of it up here in Washington. And I almost just want to say all of this out loud because I feel like I'm still processing the why of this plot. So you have André Toulon, who is the puppet master, or he's the last known
He's
puppet
adorable.
master. Okay. He's adorable. Also, again, played by William Hickey, who I was watching this movie and I was like, where do I remember this guy from?
Yeah, did you figure it out? I hope.
The non-horror side of things, he's Uncle Lewis in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. He is also Grandpa Wrigley in The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Oh, shit.
Right? And I don't remember him specifically, but he's in Major Pain, which if you're a fucking 80s 90s kid,
Yes.
that movie's a stone cold fucking classic.
Okay.
So
He's bringing the hits.
loved Damon Wayans, but he has also been in some horror adjacent and horror things, episodes of Twilight Zone. But the one thing that really stuck out to me, and what I checked, he actually was nominated for an
Wow.
Emmy for this, was his guest starring turn in an episode of Tales from the Crypt.
Oh shit. I think so. And I remember his face, but I don't even remember the plot. Which episode?
It's season two. It's called The Switch. It was also famously directed by Arnold Schwarzenegger, because Arnold also
Wow.
shows up like with the Crypt Keeper to introduce the episode in the beginning.
Shut the fuck up. I need
I love
to
it.
watch this immediately.
And it's actually like a good episode, but it's a real silly situation where it's this very wealthy, very old man who just falls in love with this very beautiful but very vain woman, you know, and he's just like, I love you, I'm in love with you. And she's like, ah, oh, but you're so old,
I
you
remember
know,
this.
blah, blah, blah. So he starts, I think, Frankenstein style,
Great.
replacing his body with parts of stronger, more beautiful men.
I love this.
And he gets more and more younger and attractive. And he's just fucking, you know, by the end of the episode, he spent like his entire fucking fortune on
I
making
remember
himself
this.
look young. And then when he finally has that fucking slamming bod, he shows up to her and says, let's go. And she's like,
Now
ooh,
you're
but
poor.
now you're broke. And that's just the
This
end.
bitch was not worth it. That's the
Yeah.
moral of the story.
And I think he like still had the same like old man voice when he was like the young guy too, if I remember right. So he was nominated for an Emmy for that. Good for I'm glad we weren't the only
Wow.
ones that
Damn, I
so.
forgot that that all even existed. And now I need to, I'm just gonna go and do that now.
That if we ever have the capacity to do like a side podcast, it'd just be all like Tales from the Crypt episodes.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my God, they're all good,
Yeah.
even the ones that are just fucking terrible, and there are
Yeah.
plenty, but man, they're all still just delightfully trashy. So this guy's hanging out in this hotel, and I don't know how populated this hotel is. Sometimes there's a
It
lot of people
looks
staying there
very populated.
hustling and bustling, and then I guess, and then I'd assume they were the only ones staying there in present day, right?
Yes, present day, they were the only ones that were staying there. But 1939, that place was booming. Business was doing great because that little puppet is making his way through the lobby, in the garden, fucking. And nobody's noticing him anywhere.
Nobody, like, yeah, so you've got
He's.
fucking Andre fucking, you know, doing his little puppet business. He's just taken up like the whole penthouse corner suite, and just filled it with his puppets.
Yeah.
And you can tell a few of them are just working, you know, or just, you know, lounging about, well, you know, just looking out the window. And some of them are alive, some of them aren't
Yeah.
sure. I think the only thing that explains that there's any sort of, I don't know. Like, he also rolls up that scroll with like the like
Yeah.
Egyptian like iconography and hieroglyphs on it or
Yeah.
whatever, when he's like putting them in his little like wall safe. So I wrote down the names of these puppets.
Oh, so did I.
Because I think only one is actually referred to by their name.
No, they have names. Oh, you mean in the movie they're referred to, like they say it
Yeah.
verbally.
Like
Got it.
no one calls Blade Blade, you
Yeah.
know. And Blade, who I thought he was just super excited by those Nazi dudes showing up because, like, they're also dressed the same with the little black hats and the black trench coats.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh my gosh, friends."
He's like, oh, my daddies. Oh, and he's just running around and he's just like, just bopping around. And again, like you said, nobody notices. Like, and it's not even like he's
Also,
hiding.
on Wikipedia, they put their height, and all these little dudes are sitting at like a foot and a half. I'm sorry, you would notice something a foot and a half tall fucking running
Yeah.
about with a little knife and a hook.
I was thinking like 8 inches tops for any of them, but geez.
No, they're tall motherfuckers. Like they're puppets. They're big guys.
I guess so. Pinhead's a big boy, you know.
Little baby hands.
I know. That was wonderful. Yeah, so He hides the puppets, and then that's like that's the other kind of consistent thing with this, and like Raiders of the Lost Ark, and other Indiana Jones movies, is that I guess my understanding, this is what I'm supposed to assume, is that these men were coming for Andre because they know he's the puppet master, and I would assume, just like Indiana Jones, Hitler's always looking for some supernatural shit to sway the tides of the war, right? So he's like, what if I can make, but the whole puppet part has nothing to do with it, because the inanimate object they want to make living is people, and making people immortal, but the puppets are just, I don't know.
Do you want to dig into this now?
Yeah, let's just get this all out of
Let's get
here.
it out of the way. Okay,
Yeah.
so here's my issue. They describe it as being able to take like a soul or a person and put it into an inanimate object specifically. So in order to do that, you need to die. And my thought process would be that you would put yourself into a different vessel, like Chucky. But instead, you're killing yourself, causing whatever crazy body damage. I mean, like you're like formaldehyde, like they're cutting into you, doing all the things. Like, do you feel that? Do you come back? I don't know, but it feels strange to me that that would be the key to eternal life, because your body, like, and another one, death becomes her. Like, I think about your body, the damage that it takes. So could you kill someone else and then put yourself into a new body?
Body hop.
Yeah, like a little body hop. So yeah, it feels like a really weird solution to eternal life. A lot of workarounds.
It all doesn't quite add up here. And I guess the other thing I don't understand. So the Germans show up before they get into the room. Yeah, dude, kills
Yeah.
himself,
After just
and
saying he would take care of the puppet. So, fucking liar.
He didn't, right? Yeah, he just
He did
puts them in
not.
a just puts them in a wall,
For
which
anyone to find.
I feel like I could find that hiding spot pretty quick. So all that happens, and then we get introduced to our main current period of time cast of characters, current by 1989, right? So you've got Alex, who is
Ugh,
our
the worst.
anthropology professor from Yale.
Of course, he would be a fucking professor.
He's fine. I mean, of all the men in the movie, he's certainly the most tolerable.
The whiny guy. So like all the time his eyebrows, he just I don't like Alex.
So
I have more reasons why. I have more reasons.
he's an anthropology professor. He has this weird Twin Peaksy ballroom dream of this woman who we learn is Megan, who is the wife of Neil Gallagher, not Noel Gallagher, Neil Gallagher. He just feels, I don't know how he gets all of that and feels compelled, like, oh, and then here's the address to this hotel where I'm at. Like, was that in the dream that gets him all the way there?
No, he reaches out to Frank. And they then, I don't know, maybe they just saw the hotel and like did some research. I don't even know how you would do that in 1989.
Yeah, right.
How
So
you can't Google.
you've got Frank and Carissa. And Frank is seems he's well, one, a pervert, and two, kind of a fraud. And he's just and
Does he
it's
have any psychic powers?
no, I think it's just Carissa. So she just has like a sex sense. Is that just
He
be
explains it.
he
Alex explains
does.
it.
He does, but also it's like, oh, she could sit in a car and say who owned it. And it's like, but that's the only like non-sexual example, because every time she's like, I'm in this elevator, someone fucked here. Oh, I'm in this bathtub, someone fucked here. I'm on this bed, someone fucked here. And then I'm like, okay, you're in a fir well, first of all,
A
you're in a
hotel
hotel
bed.
bed
Someone
that
fucked there.
someone fucked there.
Duh, you don't have to be a fucking psychic girl. I think it's okay. This is how I think of Carissa's like power, her ability. is so he says that she can, like, when she touches or interacts with like an object, she can like see its history. But I think that what she senses the most is like sexual energy, which shout out to her because that'd be so fun. So she gets into it. Like she obviously like gets really into it. So I think because she enjoys that part of her ability, she leans into that rather than like when she's in the elevator and for some reason they feel the need to have like the weird sexual assault, possibly the, oh no, rape actually, with Neil and some other guest at the hotel, I'm presuming.
Yeah.
Felt very random that that was there. But I think it was to show that she also sees like the painful side of sexual encounters. So it's not always like all fun and games for her. But yeah, I figure she just kind of leans into that part and is just like, I don't give a fuck about who owned this car. Like, who fucked in this car? That's what I want to know.
And then we cut over to our one scene with Barbara Crampton, who plays an unnamed
Yeah.
woman in a couple meeting with a
Very
fortune teller.
gullible girl.
Dana comes off as a fraud too, because she's very much like, that's actually your grandmother, or this and this and this. And then she actually gets an actual vision, right? And that's
Yeah.
her, of course, you know, fortunately seeing her, the scene leading up to her death play out, you know.
Yeah, I feel like for Dana, like okay, I think Frank is like 100% a fraud. Whereas for Dana, she has abilities, but they don't work. She can't like control it. They don't work for her the way she wants them to work for her. So presumably she sees death. Because she also knew about Teresa and the fireplace. She said, don't go near the fireplace. So
Right.
she seems to have like visions of death. And I think she just does the whole fucking crystal ball, you know, act to make money. But it seems so, I'm like, at that point, like if your psychic ability isn't like working for you, like just do something normal, like not normal, but like do like a regular ass job, you know? Why not?
She might, maybe the fair psychic thing's like a part-time situation. I don't know.
That's true. That's true. But I fucking love Dana for
Oh,
so many reasons.
yeah,
She's the
she's
best.
great.
She's the best character.
Yeah, she's my
Love
favorite too.
her.
Yeah, she's got one quote that I love. I'm gonna keep in my back pocket.
I'm excited.
So they all get these different visions. They all connect. And they also know that their pal, old pal, old colleague, ex-colleague, Neil, is involved in some way, and they're all compelled to meet at this hotel, to which they find out, whoops, Neil's dead.
Yeah.
And got married. So there
Yeah.
you go.
They didn't fucking see that in their visions. They're like, we didn't get invited to this wedding.
My
Would have been petty.
Yeah, a little bit. And, you know, there's some explanation. I know this is kind of later on after the dinner scene where it's like there's some kind of explanation of like how exactly everyone's connected to Neil, but like not necessarily in a way that is like due to their psychic powers, you know? Like, what does Dana being a fortune teller and a really like iffy fortune teller at that, what value does she have to this plan that Neil has? I get feeling he being an anthropology professor, you know, like Alex is, and probably having some sort of, you know, historical knowledge, like maybe, and on top of maybe being able to see into the future with your dreams, that makes a little bit more sense. But like, I like this idea of just like, hey, a little psychic, let's be friends. Like, maybe he just put out like an ad in the paper and said, I'm working on some spooky shit. If you feel want to get a
Yeah.
little spooky with me, then come on over. And then everyone did.
And she was like, "Hell yeah."
Yeah, because Data seems just kind of fucking
She's a
just down
wild
for
card.
adventure. Yeah,
Yeah,
she's
for
great.
sure. I maybe he's just looking for people who are sensitive and like because if you're looking for something that's that mystical and powerful, like they're gonna sense it, right? Like, I mean, why not just surround yourself with psychics?
I guess so, but it's just like, hey, I'm trying to find, the secret to making puppets come alive. And Carissa's like, I mean, I can tell you where a puppet may have fucked, but I mean, if that's helpful, then yeah, sure, okay. I'll join. And then Robert, like that fucking perv hanger on. Ugh. And just again, late 80s or 90s, just dudes with ponytails. Again, never
Wait,
trust
this
them.
is his name's Frank.
Frank, who did I say?
Robert. There's no Robert in this movie.
Oh, whatever. And he looks like a fucking Robert too. So
He no, he looks ugh, he looks like a 90s movie villain. That little ponytail.
100%.
Yeah.
So they all show up. Dana, also being a fucking legend, brings her dog Leroy,
Taxidermy Leroy.
who's a taxidermied dog that she just keeps in a fucking suitcase just to
A
bring around with her.
little Pekingese.
Oh gosh, I know. What a sweet little Leroy. What I love
Leroy.
about this movie is that not only do you not have any pet death, but you have a pet come back to life.
Pet resurrection. I know you skipped all the way to the end. Spoilers, everybody.
I know. Sorry, spoiler alert, but
Leroy gets his life back. And I think the last note on my notes is Leroy exclamation point.
I literally wrote down Leroy's back. Exclamation point. But so is it Leroy's like soul, or
I
did they have to
certainly
find
hope
some other
so.
person to put back into, to enter this dog and become this dog?
God, I hope it's Leroy and not a person. I'd be pretty pissed if I had to come back as a little dog.
So if there were any situation where I needed to bring my pets back to life, yeah, I think we would probably try to find the go this route rather than pet cemetery or reanimator. Both of those does not work.
This seemed like the most like positive end of a resurrection, really. Leroy looked happy and healthy, running up the stairs, having a great time.
So, Alex continues to have these dreams of, well, now he knows who this woman is. It's Megan, who, and she kind of explains this whole situation of like, well, yeah, he just showed up, started staying here, started talking about some like a puppet master, maybe,
And then we fell in love.
as eccentric men do, it's okay. And then my parents die all of a sudden,
Mysteriously.
mysteriously, all at once.
And then he said, "You just inherited a hotel. I think I love you, girl. Let's get married."
I love it. And she was like, and then literally she's just thinking like, I like him, so okay. Yeah,
Yeah,
she didn't put much thought into it, but
like you just inherited a fucking hotel. You don't just marry the first guy that runs up on you. And also, like, what is he bringing to the table?
nothing.
Like life experience at this point, like he's looking like he's like mid 40s and she's what in her 20s? Late 20s?
So dude's already pretty, got some, definitively nefarious intentions here. Even though, like, fucking, I was about to call him Robert again. Fucking Frank. Like, I mean, even Carissa asks him, later on when she's in the bathtub, like, so if this puppet master thing were real, what would you do? And he'd be like, oh, dude, I'd take over the world. Because he's a fucking asshole too. That's why I'm like, be kind.
At least he was honest.
Be kind to our boy Alex. He's nice. He means good. And then, back to Carissa with, I guess I'm just so, her powers, like, I just think that would be so hard if, like, literally, like, can she just shut it off? Or, like, literally every time she's in a room, she just gets overwhelmed by just sexual energy. And because I felt like she was like acting like originally when she was on the bed, and it was like Clark Gable and Carol someone or whatever,
Carol
like
Lombard. Yeah.
she like sits on the bed and is just like, oh my God, I can't handle this. Like she's
Yeah,
having
like
like,
she's about to come on
yeah, like
that
she's about to like either that or like start having like a fucking seizure or something,
Yeah.
and I'm just like, I just feel like that if you had
It
to
seemed
experience
like
that every single time you go to a hotel and sit on a bed, goddamn,
you just
that
wouldn't
sounds like
be
a
staying
lot.
at hotels.
Sleep on the floor,
She seems like, or it seems like she can turn it off. Or at least distract herself. 'Cause when she's in the tub, like as soon as Frank says something to like throw her off, she like kind of snaps back into like her current situation. But yeah, I feel like it's extremely overwhelming for her. Like that would be, and she says, you know, I can't help it. So like she's running around just horny all the time. Poor Carissa.
I know that sounds.
Which is probably why Frank like attached to her.
Oh, just because she's just down to fuck all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like
Yeah.
who else is gonna fuck that guy? He looks like a fucking villain.
And what the fuck was going on with this whole experiment they were doing at the beginning with that
I
woman? He's just
love that
like,
part.
I want you to lay down and just tell me about the most fucked up fantasy you got. You just think about
Think
it,
about
girl.
it.
And
Yeah.
then I'm gonna look at this, I'm gonna look at this box making whirring noises. And then somehow, I guess he's getting like data
He's
saying that,
making that
like,
shit up. He's making up stuff. That's why when he's like, oh, like a man on a horse, da
yeah.
da da da. And Chris is like, no, but she can fucking feel what she's thinking about. You can tell. You can see like difference in her face. Like, shout out to that actress too. Like, she's
Yeah.
selling it, honestly. She's fucking selling it. But you can tell he's just making shit up. And that's why every time she's like, no, she's basically like, don't fucking ruin this for me because it's hot as hell and you're just talking nonsense.
I know. That's why she's like, why does she even need him? But
She does
whatever.
not.
We also meet Teresa, who is, I guess, just the
The
housekeeper, the
worst.
maid, the help. Yeah, she's a little all over the place.
Little cranky. And
Very
she's taking care
cranky.
of that whole hotel by herself.
So I guess I wasn't sure in what level of operation this hotel was at. Like how, like it certainly wasn't open to the public
It looks like
that
it was
weekend.
not open. I'm assuming because Neil died, she probably like shut the hotel down, which seems crazy because I'm like, do people not have reservations like far in advance? But also, would you want to stay in a hotel that had like a whole room with a wake happening for like a week?
Yeah. And how long was his body there? Because also, I'm like, you need to put that dude like in a refrigerator. Like, I know they put like the formaldehyde and stuff in him. You know, you can tell like when fucking Blade cuts off his fingers and it shoots out the green shit at the end there, you know. But I'm like, you know, how long has he been sitting there? Just out here, just in a normal room temp
I mean,
situation.
you can bury people like if they're embalmed like a couple weeks out.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
But I don't
Well,
know that
then.
we'd be doing like open casket because like all that like the makeup and all the stuff that they put on them, like I think that would actually be the first thing to start to get gross. If you're a mortician, let us know.
Yeah. I fucking love Dana being like, let's be sure. And just puts this fucking thing right through him. Just being like,
Love her.
let's, you know, which,
Yeah.
yeah, well, you know, turns out he's undead, right? So.
Yeah. I love Teresa. Don't touch the body.
I love each time this body comes out and is just propped sitting in another chair in
Would
another
you be
room.
okay with that? Would you stay there, Kyle?
No.
Fuck no. They're so chill about it. So chill.
Everyone's so fine about it. And well, and I mean, like, you know, Dana, like later on, she's like, I fucking knew it, you fucking loser. I fucking knew it. You know,
Yeah.
but yeah, oh my gosh. So he is undead alive the entire time,
Yeah.
you know, just
Because I
faking
think
it.
you can like switch. It seems like, because maybe this is what Leroy is doing at the end too, like kind of switch into that inanimate state, like, because he looks like a little taxidermy dog. And then as soon as Alex leaves, all of a sudden he's of the living again. So that seems like what Neil might have been doing.
And I don't understand why the puppets kill for him. Is he
Oh.
controlling them with his mind or
They make a
what?
comment on that because the old puppet master leaves a note that basically says that the puppets are like kind and sweet, like under his care, but if they were put into the wrong hands and someone else was their master, they may do whatever like that person like bids them to do. So I think because he's evil and yucky, that makes them the same way.
Dang. Yeah, I guess if you're a shitty person with a puppet, that puppet, it's like kind of just generational shittiness, huh? You kind of learn, it's learned
It's
behavior, you
learned.
know?
Yeah, they see him being shitty and they're like, well, if dad's doing it, I guess that's what we're up to.
Like a puppet master nature versus nurture situation. But you learn in the end that no, they do have,
They
you
have free
know,
will. No, it
they
seems like
do.
they have free will and definitely feelings. Like they've got big feelings for little guys.
Yeah, they do. Oh my
When he hit
gosh,
when
they
they hit the
do.
jester, they were all like, "Whoa, dude. You fucking crossed us."
I know.
Yeah, so
It.
they have free will, but I think they also like they want to please like at the same time. I don't know. They're complex is what it is, Kyle.
So your main puppets here, you've got Blade, who we've talked about.
Who I love and is in every movie.
Yes, Blade's probably the most famous of the puppets,
He's got
you
those
know.
little, I call them boner eyes because every time he like gets excited by something, they just kind of pop out.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, he's got a little hook and a little knife. That's pretty
So
fun.
good.
You've got Pinhead, who I love the stop motion work
I know.
for making Pinhead move. I even though the puppet itself is pretty dumb,
He's so dumb. He's
I
got
love
little
it.
baby hands, like, because he's so tiny, but like they look like toddler hands.
You know, he's like super strong in the sense where he can like knock people down and break legs and snap, you know, necks
He's
and shit,
strong as
but
fuck. I would think he's knocking down full grown people.
Then all they need to do is they just pick him up and just like throw him at the wall, and he's just like down for a while. Like he's like out
Well,
for a little bit.
yeah. I mean, he still has, again, he has feelings, Kyle.
I guess so. But you've got Tunneler.
I love
It's just a
Tunneler too.
little drill on
Yeah.
the top of his head.
Runs at you like a
He's
little rhino.
yeah.
They're all kind of cute in their own way.
They're all kind of cute. And you got Leech Woman, who
Who's not as cute. Maybe
not
she's
as
not so
cute.
cute.
Just
Go
yeah.
ahead, share your
Her,
thoughts on Leech Woman.
no, I won't. Her power is just gagging up leeches.
It's
And
so
but
gross. The
like
sounds that she makes.
I was like thinking when I, you know, when what's his face is tied to the bed.
Frank.
And he's blindfolded and just hearing that noise, and I'm and him thinking that
It's like
it's Carissa.
the tiniest little wooden mouth compared to a human woman's mouth. He can't fucking tell
No.
the difference. She's got little wooden hands just on his nipple.
Just milking him like a cat. Just like pressing down like that. Jesus Christ. So I don't get Leech Woman's whole situation, but
No.
I guess so.
Feels like it'd just be so uncomfortable for her. Yeah, I don't know who's designing these puppets. I'm assuming the puppet master, but also like how do we get her to like create like organic matter? Like she's creating like leeches out of wood. That to me
Yeah.
is the most wild part about her.
That's some weird science. You've got Jester, who's just
So
got
cute.
funny fun faces. I know, poor Jester.
They didn't kill anybody, huh?
No.
Yeah. Just again, lots of feelings.
And then the other two that I wrote down that were from Wikipedia. I mean, I remember Shredder Khan, and who's there at the very beginning and doesn't really
The one
do
with the little
much.
mustache, the one
Yeah.
by the window.
And Genki, do you remember who which that one was?
Little guy with like a little turban and a feather, little stripey situation. They show him in the background. I don't know if you
Okay, so but
noticed.
he's not part of the he's not
No,
part of the murdering.
he's not part of the gang.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he's probably just like, guys, come on, we're not doing
I'm
this.
staying right here in this case until
Yeah.
somebody else decides to be our master. Because we do
Yeah.
have free will.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite puppet?
Oh yeah, it's Blade for sure.
Is it Blade?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I would love to say that it's Jester because I think Jester is like the prettiest, like design wise, but I can't get over those little eyes that pop out. I think that is the funniest fucking thing. At first, I was like, oh, like if he gets excited, like out of like blood or something, if they like pop out. But then it also happens when he's outraged. So I just love the idea of him just reacting just with his little pokey eyes. I think that is the cutest thing. And his little outfit is so cute. I love Blade.
Yeah, it's no, I like when you dress up little baby-sized things in suits, you
Yeah.
know, in little totes.
And they make the weirdest sounds. All of them just make the funkiest sounds.
Yeah, I didn't he this like weird like whimpering thing that like he does.
Yeah.
It's so off-putting. It's so weird.
When he sees the dog in the beginning, he goes like, wow.
You know, yeah, whoa. And you know, that's a good dog. You know, dog's the only one that knows, like, hey, that thing's fucking running around like crazy.
He's like, does anyone else see this fucking puppet?
This they all get checked into their rooms, come down for dinner, and
Oh, best dinner.
well, first of all, poor Megan, because of course Megan's like kind of putting all this together. And I think she's
Yeah.
even realizing, like, oh, he's certainly taking advantage of me.
Yeah, she's putting it together during dinner.
Yeah. And Dana, classic. I mean, first of all, like, hey, she's putting you, like, Megan's putting you up and is having this nice dinner, like, made for you. Like, granted, it's probably Teresa that made it. But I'm like, Dana comes in fucking hot.
Oh, so hot.
Just being like, Neil's a fuck. Neil is fucking greedy. Blah 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 blah.
Every time Megan says something nice about Neil, Dana's like, that doesn't sound right. That
Yeah.
didn't sound like the Neil I know. I'm like, damn, girl, people can change. Neil didn't. But he could have.
Like someone tried to, I forget who said it to Dana, like being a little more, trying to be a little more diplomatic. I'm like, yeah, she can be a little this and this and this. And
Yeah.
Dana just cuts him off and says, I like to think of myself as a nasty bitch.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
And I was like,
Love her.
she's a fucking lot.
Yeah, she wants to stir up shit. She's like, how can I make this the most awkward, uncomfortable dinner for everybody involved? Is her
Yeah.
goal.
And again, very just like, oh yeah, all these people were connected to him and his pursuit of this old puppet master for however fucking long, relationships soured, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then, you know, later on when, you know, Neil's back, you know, just back up and walking around, fucking around, he's, you know, his motive for killing them was also like, we're all connected. Kind of like sexual partners. It's like if you and me share a psychic feeling, we're always connected, I suppose. And you all, due to your psychic connections to me, this is if I understand it correctly, they would inevitably find out what he's discovered and then try to interfere or take it from him or
I mean, he seemed to
what
do
have
a
you.
pretty good job keeping secrets from them up until then. Like, he managed to kill himself, or no, find the magic, construct this whole plot, kill himself, come
Yeah.
back to life, and then fake dead with them. So, like, I don't know. I feel like maybe that connection was more severed than he thought, but then he like sends some sort of fucking psychic telegram out to them
Yeah.
and brings them all back there. And he also mentions like bringing them back to life as well, which I was like, what, why you wanted to, oh, maybe he can control them
Well,
with the
because
puppet.
he would be the puppet master.
That's pretty dope.
But if he kills himself, who puppet mastered him back to life?
Yeah, no, exactly. That none of that makes sense.
None of this makes
It
sense to
doesn't
me.
make sense. No, it doesn't make sense. You just have to accept that.
So we think that Teresa dies next. And I mean, and it's not really
What do you
much to
mean
talk
what do you
about.
mean we think?
Well, she gets hit in the head with the fireplace poker, and then it
She's a puppet. She's puppet
Right.
mastered.
She's got puppet mastered. Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot more sense. Don't mind me, everybody. So, first of all, okay, I just wanted to bring this up because I do this every single night. So I have a piano at home. And every time I go to bed, you know, I did check all the things, check, make sure all the doors are locked, dog's been out, you know, blah, blah, blah,
So
everything's
excited to
good.
hear this.
And though every time I check that piano, if the cover is not pulled down over the keys, I will go and pull that down and close it.
Yeah,
Because
you
I
don't have
do
any
not.
ghosts fucking with that shit. It's like an invitation. They love a piano.
Love an old piano and it can make some spooky sounds. So I am not fucking with, you know, just, I don't like the idea of just like being upstairs and then just hearing ding, 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 just like something on the
No,
piano
that
or
would be
some.
so fucked.
Know that. So cover that shit up because again, you know, you got fucking like main weird old fucking sounds on the piano. Teresa's like, what's going on? Of course, she, you know, by the time she does, it's too late.
I'd be out of that room. Out of the room. No, we don't need to investigate the piano. Someone pressed on the keys. You're supposed to be the only one in the room. Even if there was a person sitting there, like if you didn't know them, I'd be like, oh, that's weird that you would just be sitting there in silence, not announcing yourself, just fucking starting tip tapping on the fucking keys. That's what playing piano looks like. I did a really good impression. But yeah, I'm like, I'd be out.
I suppose this attack is covered up by the screaming of Megan, who has found that Neil is just very delightfully positioned himself sitting on the chair outside of this casket. And I do
Oh
like
my
how
God,
quickly
so good.
they're just like, ah, let's get this fucker back in this casket. Ah, we don't like this, you
Yeah,
know.
they're like, nope, nope, nope. Yeah,
Let's fuck around with the
she
dead
passed
body.
out. Yeah, she passed out.
And then I don't know how long Pinhead just been hiding underneath that body in the casket, but who knows? Maybe they were, you know,
Snuggling up.
just snuggling up. So with Teresa, this basically this night's where all the killing starts. So let's hop into some deaths because there's some interesting ones. So
It's
we
interest. It's very interesting.
fucking oh my God, this whole thing with it's not Robert. What's his name again?
Frank. It's
Frank.
fucking
What?
Frank,
Fucking
Kyle.
whatever.
Frank.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? So Frank. Oh my God. He is the absolute worst. So again, you know, she's in the bathtub. You know, Chris is getting out. She doesn't hear from him. Oh my God. When he just comes at her with the
Oh, the
fucking
stalking.
stocking pulled over his head. He reminds me of all the dudes that Ninja Turtles fight at the beginning of Secret of the Ooze, because they're all wearing like the stockings over their
Yeah.
heads, you know? And I was like, that looked really weird and goofy then. But it looks even worse when you're like meeting all sexually. And then they start like making out with like him wearing it still.
I know that is like a very interesting choice. Like she's like, all right, like I'm into it. And I was like, I would need to like know that that was going to be happening in order to be okay with it. Like not just popping up.
And she's like, nah, that's cool. Someone fucked in this hallway too. So, or in this doorway too. So I can feel that. I can work with that. And then also, like, you know, fucking Frank, Robert, you know, getting all fucking weird, pervy, being like, get some visions of Neil and Megan, you
And he
know?
says, but he says, while they're fucking, he's like saying Gallagher, like while they're fucking. So I'm like, what you got going on here, Frank? Also the tape recorder, like it's a sexual experiment, to which I'm like,
Experiment is what I wrote
yeah.
down. Yeah.
So I'm like, you just want to sex experiment, like you just want to record it. Basically. But I love that she's just like waiting while he's like giving the whole like recording intro and she's like, are we ready? Or like what's going on here? Yeah, that their whole relationship and situation is so fucking weird.
I don't like how fucking Blade and Pinhead are fucking perving. Looking through the keyhole and
The
shit.
sounds that they make too, and he doesn't he do his little boner eyes?
He does his boner eyes,
Yeah,
and I don't
see?
like, I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, y'all need to get to the killing. Like,
They're like
let's not make
children.
this.
They're like little children to me.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. They're like puppets are like they're like dogs, right? They only have like the mental capacity of like a 2-year-old, you know. So they're just making like weird old little noises, and I don't know. I don't like any of that one bit. Also, though, I am impressed with Tunneler because he's just drilling into people left and right. And that drill, he keeps that clean. That never gets blood on it.
That's true.
You think that'd be the messiest
He's
thing to
immaculate.
have? He just had just covered in blood all the time. Because, I mean, if that's his deal, you know. Yeah.
He
So,
keeps a little tissue
yeah.
in
You
his
don't get to
pocket.
see her death that much, but you did get to see her face later on at
Afterwards,
the dinner
yeah.
table.
You
Yeah.
definitely don't see her dodge at all. She didn't even fucking try.
Oh, she just waits there, but I love,
She's
I
like,
again,
huh,
I just love the shots of the puppets running and like moving, because it like again like looks very, you know, I mean fake now certainly, but like 1989 for a straight to video movie, I'm just like, this is looking pretty good.
It looks like
I'm
stop
liking this.
motion, and it's all right. The only thing I like, and I don't know if this is an effects thing or a choice, but when Pinhead punches people, everything feels like it's in slow motion, and like it does, like I don't feel like you don't like feel that like hit, like
The
it feels
impact,
like it's
yeah.
just like, you don't feel any even like fake impact, even though the sound effects are really over the top. And the other thing, I love the soundtrack of this movie, or the like the score of this movie. I love the
Yeah.
music, but at no point does it ever build like suspense. Like it's so mellow the whole time. You're like, wait, is somebody in danger, or like what's happening here? But I do enjoy listening to it.
Yeah, it kind of like veers between like sometimes like kind of spooky carnival, and then also, you know, I don't even know how to describe it other than just like that 80s 90s TV movie soundtrack, you know,
Yes.
like
No, that's the perfect way to describe it.
it's a vibe. So fucking Carissa, rest in peace, she gets drilled through the head. And you know, again, I like that all the puppets are in on it. I feel like everybody has, you know, just like, hey, let me get in on
They
this.
divide
Let
the
me work
work.
out some stuff. Yeah. So I like that, you know, that egalitarian division of labor. And the this is fucking, you know, leech, like I want to call her Leech Queen, Leech Woman's time to shine,
I
where she's
like
like,
Leech Queen.
me too. It's like, let me get in on this. Now, this is you know, when you see, you know, sexual assault like this in movies, you know, I think of fucking like Barbara Crampton, Reanimator. I think of, you know, a lot of different like slasher movies. It's usually against a woman who's like tied to a bed or something. So I d you know, do appreciate, you know, let's, you know, fucking
Yeah, a
let's gender
little
swap
flip.
that a little bit. Just this fucking little doll, like you said, just this little wooden mouth and little wooden tongue,
And her little hands are just like, they're like Barbie hands. Like those fingers don't move. So she's just like planted herself with her little two hands. I wish y'all could see what I'm doing right now. I just like
yeah, you look like a
on
cat
him.
milking
But
itself.
definitely, like immediately, you would know that is not a full grown fucking woman. And if you're leaning over the side of a bed to suck on some fucking nipples, you're gonna put weight on that bed if you are a full grown woman. She is a tiny little doll. And he's like, oh, yes.
Ooh, I like
What
this.
did you do differently?
And then, yeah, I know. And then she starts, and then the leeches start coming. She just makes it just this awful gagging.
Oh,
And
God.
I've seen enough. Here's another fucking PSA. I've just seen enough of these horror movies. Look, I'm sorry, with the hanky panky, always keep a free hand, because I've just seen it not work for people, and you just always need to be prepared. You
I
never
mean,
know what's gonna
in
happen.
horror movies, yes.
Especially if you're going to be blindfolded, you're
Yeah,
just,
that's a lot.
yeah. So I do think that it was a tragedy of their own design in a lot of ways too. So he just, this death again, he's just, she's just going to just gag up leeches on him. And then they inevitably kill him, the leeches.
I guess. I mean, maybe one of the other puppets finished the job. Who knows what happened to poor Frank?
And then two, another PSA, everybody, the next time you're engaging in any hanky panky, take a second to listen to yourself and the sounds you make. Because here's the thing.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with this. Yeah.
Because I've seen also in so many movies, I mean, I'm thinking Urban Legend is one that stuck out. If your sexual sounds also sound like you could be dying, I'm sorry, you need to kind of change it up,
You might
or at
not be
least,
doing it right, too.
yeah. And I'm like,
No, I wrote a note about this too. I'm like, I'm sorry. Everyone else in this hotel who is listening can't tell the difference between their sex sounds and their dying sounds. Like, that is wild to me and just completely just, there's no way. There's no way.
his last scream was like very funny too, very cartoonish. Ah! Like something like that. I really think, I mean, granted, you're getting chewed up by leeches and shit, but you are making some sounds. You could at least say, hey, all, I'm something's happening.
Use
This hurts.
words.
Use
Yeah, someone
words.
help me. There's
Yeah.
a fucking little tiny woman throwing up leeches on me.
Yeah. Like fucking, she
At
didn't put
least
a
come to the
leech
door
in.
out of curiosity.
Yeah, I don't know. So,
Good PSA. Good PSA on that one.
Frank, sorry, man. Meanwhile, also fucking Dana just being golden. Alex is just being a weirdo and just walking around. She runs into Dana. Dana, fucking taxidermy dog in one arm, bottle of champagne in the other. She's like, "You want to fuck?"
Love Dana so much.
You want to go rearrange the walls too?
Yeah, she fucking straight up said, "You want to go rearrange the walls with that dog?"
That dog in the champagne. She's like, you want to go do that? And okay, I'm gonna be honest. Yeah, Alex, do go for it.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm sorry. Dana's super hot and super bitchy. Like, that attitude, you know she can fuck. So, Alex, like, you need to get in there. Get in that room, put Leroy under a little sheet, guard his delicate eyes, and go for it.
Yeah, put Leroy in the corner, turn
You
him
can
around.
investigate later.
Yeah, just make him stand in the corner, Blair Witch style, so he's not looking, and just go to town. That was my like big what the fuck moment. I was like, Alex, dude,
Yeah, what are you
yes.
doing?
He's like, oh
Yeah.
shucks, not a good idea. I need to go fucking
He says, I don't think that's a good idea.
And to go cry in my dreams. And she's like, whatever, fucking Leroy and I, we can entertain ourselves. And I'm like, I don't want to hear what that could be. But we never find out because she goes in the room and fucking Neil is just sitting
Just
there.
sitting there, and she's so chill.
So
So
chill.
chill.
Probably a little
They
drunk.
must have dealt with some fucking crazy ass shit to be reacting this way to a dead body moving around a hotel on its own. Because she just kind of does her little spell, closes his eyes, and she's like, he won't be bothering us anymore. But also, are you gonna hang out and drink and sleep in that room? Because
Yeah, I mean, if he's harmless
no.
now,
He was gonna
whatever.
just continue hanging out in that room. Like, luckily she
Yeah.
got murdered. But, like,
Oh my
no.
gosh. Dang.
There, yeah, she is wild. Fucking wild. I love Dana.
And yeah, it'd been a long amount of time between the first time I watched it with you and then then this watch, which it was earlier today. But I was like trying to remember. I was like, does she make it? Because she puts up a pretty good fight against all of them,
She really does.
it just sucks. Like,
I was
fucking
sad when she dies. I'm like, oh, there goes the last, like, really interesting person in this movie.
yeah, because I mean the two most boring people are Alex and Megan, and probably Neil too, honestly.
Yeah. Who
Yeah.
thought he was dead? Like, no one thought he, like, as an audience, if you thought that Neil was dead, come on now. Like, obviously something's going on there.
Yes, and she puts up a good fight. She's like, yeah, fuck you, Pinhead, you're done. And then she sees fucking Blade just hanging out at the fucking end of the hallway. And she's like, God damn it.
Yeah, she's like, fuck.
But do you think it like dawns on her? She's like, oh fuck, this is the vision I had of
Yeah,
me
I know.
dying.
Yeah.
And I'd
I
be
mean, in
like, you
that
think.
moment, you'd be like, fuck. Like, I'm
Yeah.
fucked. Yeah.
I think if you came to that place because you got the psychic vision of your own death, I feel like I would just be a little less cavalier, I suppose, in my behaviors. But,
That's true.
I'm not
I
going to tell
wouldn't
her
have
out out.
gone. I would not have shown up. No, thank you.
Yeah. Alex, the fucking weirdo, he just feels like compelled to protect this random woman that he saw in a dream.
But yeah, he
And.
saw how she looked and was like, I can play the hero here and see about that. Like, we don't know what happens at the end of this movie after they Neil dies.
He just leaves. He's just like, oh,
No,
there's Maquette.
they give like a long like hug. He's like, oh, hit me up whenever you're wherever the fuck I live.
She's like, I'm running a hotel. I can't do that.
I
No.
can't just leave. I don't even have Teresa anymore.
Yeah, the help is all gone.
Yeah.
I
There's
have
no
no idea what I'm
guests.
doing. I don't know when I'm going to be able to find some other dude to marry me and handle all of this because I clearly have no interest in any of this. But
Yeah.
yeah, so poor Dana. What can you do?
Yeah, poor
So
Dana.
Alex has his final dream of again this weird like pseudo Twin Peaks situation in this
Yeah.
ballroom with Neil with the mask and the dancing, and he's gonna shoot her in the head, and then it's like,
Yeah.
did
And
that
then
ever come to pass? Even in the slightest, did he ever have a gun?
no, there's no, yeah, there's no gun. And I don't know what the mask is supposed to represent. Like, that feels really random.
My best guess would be that it's like he is wearing like a plastic face in the sense where like he has become like inanimate or like a puppet that might, or
Okay.
maybe I'm giving it too much credit. That's my
Yeah.
best guess.
No, I'll take that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the repeat of the dream sequence, but at the same time, I'm like, did it have to be that long if you're gonna watch it twice? Like, I felt
Yeah.
like it could have been like half the amount of time and just had like very memorable things happening. But I do like his little fake out when he wakes up and then all three of their heads are in the bed. That's kind of
Yeah, I
fun.
loved that.
Yeah, I like that little piece there.
Well, and then they run downstairs and then go to the dining room and then find them all fucking propped up there around the
Ah,
table.
so good.
Everyone looked really good.
Yeah.
I loved all the
Yeah.
makeup. The poor just, and then just like Dana just hanging there with like the slash thing, on her neck. I loved it.
And they're all just sitting there.
And all the puppets are sitting there. Somebody brought Leroy downstairs, because Leroy's just hanging out with
Yeah,
Tunneler.
he's a part of this now. Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Be like, let's puppet master this dog real quick,
Yeah, why not?
Oh, geez. And then of course we've got the Neil reveal, which again, even when he tries to explain it, it makes his motive. I'm sorry, dude. That's not
It does not make sense. Yeah.
no.
Also, like, really curious about him saying that Megan's parents were his first like test subjects. Tell us more. How did that go? How did that end? Are they one of those puppets? Like, where are they? Did
He
it
had to put,
fail?
I think so. He had to put them, well, I don't think fail, but he had to put them down again.
Does he
I'm
say
pretty
that?
sure. Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that at
I
all.
think he said he had to kill them again. No, or maybe not. Maybe I'm making that up. Who knows?
Yeah, but that's pretty fucked. Yeah, because not
Yeah.
only did he like kill them for her to inherit the hotel and him to benefit off of that, but then, doing.
So why even do it on puppets? Especially puppets that have, look like ones that have little knives and hooks and shit and drills and stuff. I guess I would just, if you're going to be bringing some puppets to life, let's like start with the normal ass ones, just to see
Yeah.
like what that looks like, or a dog, right? That seems
Yeah.
fine. But the only thing I could figure is that yes, this Toulon dude figured out or found, stumbled upon this way to bring inanimate objects back to life, but I think he was already a puppeteer. Maybe. I think maybe
I
other
would
sequels
assume so with
explain
how
this.
lovely they look. And in the second one, he does create a new puppet.
It's been a while since I've seen those too. We'll have to revisit them, some of them. We'll see. But I'm not gonna watch all 10 of these fuckers. I don't know. I say
We don't,
that.
you know, just because we watch it doesn't mean we have to do an episode on it. So just throwing that out there.
Yeah, and then Neil's like, "All right, so I'm gonna kill y'all now."
Yeah.
Oh, and then he's like, "Oh, yeah." And then, well, one critical thing is that he's like, "Well, I'm sick of experimenting on these dumbass puppets." And then he fucking hits poor old Jester,
And his
who's
little
just sitting
face
there.
doesn't line up. I know, he's just hanging out. Like, why do you have to be
Yeah.
mean to them? Just abandon them if nothing else, you know?
Oh, and then I just think
Yeah.
it's just so sad, like little puppies, you know?
I
It's just like,
know.
there's no bad dogs, there's just bad owners. Same
Yeah.
thing, whether it's
Same with
dogs or
puppets.
puppets,
Killer puppets.
Yeah. So
They didn't deserve that.
no, I don't think so either. And then, but hey, all the
They
fucking,
obviously agree.
oh, they noticed. Yeah, geez. It reminds me of playing, I don't know if you ever play any of those Telltale video games, especially the ones like in the last like 10, 15 years or so. They did like a Walking Dead series, they did some others. But it's very much kind of like Until Dawn, where it's that choice-based situation. And if you do something that rubs someone the wrong way, it'll always say in the little upper left corner, fucking
Like you done fucked up.
I'd be like, Dottie noticed that. It's not
Yeah.
happy. And so I just think as soon as he fucking hit fucking Jester, it'd be like, puppets didn't like that.
The
Puppets didn't like
puppets
that
did
choice.
not like that at all.
Oh, one bit. So yeah, so it's a pretty underwhelming fight between all
Yeah.
of them,
Oh
where
yeah,
he's just.
they fuck him up real quick. I love the sound when he removes Pinhead's little head. It's like, I can't do it. It's like a little, like a pop, but I can't make that sound. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I was gonna try to let give you one more shot
No.
to make that sound.
I don't think I can. It
Okay.
sounds too much like a bottle being uncorked or something. That was close. That was close.
Nope, I can't do
Better. It
it.
was better than mine.
Thank you. Yeah. So they well, Neil's just kind of just beating the shit out of everybody. And then these puppets are just like, well, somehow he was able to, Alex is able to get him into the elevator. Yeah, and then they all just start fucking him up in the elevator. I did like how everyone, egalitarian situation. Everybody
They
has a
all
part
pitch
in
in.
it. Even though it was kind of weird at the end where it's like, you got Tunneler who's drilling around. You've got Pinhead who's like massaging his scalp, kind of.
Yeah, well, he's holding his head still so that Leech Queen can
Yeah.
fucking just choke him to death with a leech. That of
Right.
all the weapons and things that they have, they're like, no, we want this fucking real phallic shape to go right down your throat.
You've got what's his face? Blade with his little hook on his lip, just keeping his mouth
Oh, love
open.
it. Yeah, love
Oh
that.
man. Oh my gosh. Though I feel like they would have needed to fuck up that body way harder if they like wanted him to be really dead.
Yeah, he says that his body has to be, yeah, he said his body has to be like destroyed. That didn't feel destroyed to me. It felt like he just choked to death
Right. So,
and lost some fingers.
and then all of a sudden, why the fuck is after he's getting, killed again? Then you got Alex who's like running to the thing, just pounding and going, no,
Yeah,
no.
stop. And like, he's already dead and he's clearly a villain. He wants to kill you. Let the puppets take care of it.
Yeah. Why is he so upset all of a sudden? I don't get
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either.
Megan's all upset and shit about it, and you're like, no, this is like, given everything up until this point, this is really the best case scenario
Yeah.
here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, what happens to these puppets? Like, it just flashes forward to like, oh, okay, well, I pack my suitcase, I'm ready to go now.
Yeah.
See you later. Come find me at
I'm
Yale.
assuming Megan kept them, or they ran off into the night.
I guess so.
I don't remember if they explained that in the second one. 'Cause they're up to some shenanigans in the second one just independently. So they must have found their way out somehow.
I mean, I guess you're led to believe that she is now a puppet master because she brings Leroy back.
I think she is.
Which, that's really nice to take care of the dog of the woman who fucking was just dragging you at your own dinner table.
Yes.
So, or maybe
Yeah.
that's her kind of power play of like,
I
now I
get
got
to
your
have
fucking
Leroy,
dog.
bitch.
Yeah, little immortal
I love
Leroy.
the name. I love the name Leroy too for him. So cute.
Leroy of a thousand lives. This immortal dog now. I love it.
Yeah, he's gonna be around forever. I wish I hope I wish that Leroy showed up in more movies, but he does not that I know of.
What a sweet dog. And because that dog like does not look like that same dog when he comes back to life. I was really hoping when they had that first shot on him at the end when he's like silent, I hope because you can train dogs to be like
Yeah, super still.
dead fucking still.
Yeah.
I thought he was just gonna be like boop, 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 but I'm sure
Yeah, yeah.
they didn't have the budget to
No.
teach that dog how to do that. I
Absolutely
don't know.
not.
That dog's like I only do
I
this
walk
for
upstairs.
yeah, it's gonna be 50 grand if you want me to fucking hold still for you. So
Exactly.
but like yeah, the ending is just kind of like, oh, okay, then that's it. And then
Yeah,
the
like
dog's
there's.
alive and then that's it.
How do we explain all these people being dead? Like, there's just so many unanswered questions.
Yeah, I don't think anyone called the police. Yeah, they're just like, oh, I guess we're having a wake for everybody, I suppose.
Yeah, just throw them all in the grave.
Yeah, and I'm like, they all have, I don't know, families, I would think, of some sort. Like, I don't know. So
Yeah.
it's a pretty breezy movie. I feel like so.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
think it got to the end pretty quick. That's Puppet
It is.
Master, everybody. Anything else you want to say about the movie? Before we hop into our last bits.
Okay, yeah, there is one thing. At
Sure.
one point, Alex says, oh, because she, okay, the second time he goes through the dream sequence, and then you're seeing that dream for the second time. And Megan is like, saying her whole thing, and he says what she's going to say out loud. And she's like, thrown off, like, whoa, how did you know that? And he says, well, I am a magician. And I was like, are you a ma- they like interchange those terms. And I'm like, we know that a magician and someone who's psychic are two fucking different things. And as soon as he like they said that, I was like, great, this is gonna be like the fucking fourth time that we've brought up magicians on this podcast. Why?
Yeah, I would like if you brought in like one psychic, one sexier, one fortune teller, and then one like magician, who's just a
Not actually
magician
doing
in their own
anything
right.
helpful. Yeah, just a magician.
Yeah. So,
It's just card tricks the whole time.
yeah, I don't know. I don't really fuck with psychics a whole lot. Now,
Have you ever gone to
when.
see one?
Yes, which I think I've told in a different
I think
episode.
you
I think I
did. I
told this
think you
story.
did. Yeah.
I repeat myself a lot, so I'm going to hold off on that story. So that's one thing I've learned from editing episodes is like I bring stuff up a lot, like the same thing,
Yeah, I
because I
know what you did
forget.
last summer.
Yeah, I still know what you did last summer, even
Oh,
more
sorry, I
so.
still know what you did last summer. That's your repeat.
Yeah. Everybody, I absolutely knew who Mekhi Phifer was well before that 8 Mile song. So like, wait, is
Oh
Eminem?
gosh.
See, I still know what you did last summer too. Before I saw the movie, but my favorite psychics are the ones that show up on, like ghost, ghost hunting shows. There was one I watched a lot. I'm just gonna shout out my favorite ghost hunting show. Was called Paranormal State. And that
I
came
remember that
out.
one.
That was back in like. I don't know, mid late 2000s or so. But so they would bring on fucking what's her face from the Conjuring movies.
Oh,
Vera Farmiga plays her,
yes, shit. What are
the real life
their names?
couple,
Lorraine.
Lorraine,
time.
yeah.
What is their last name?
Warren, Ed and Lorraine
Warren.
Warren.
Ed and
That's
Lorraine
it.
Warren. Yeah.
So like Lorraine Warren would walk
Oh,
in, you
she was
know.
still alive at that time? I don't know when she died.
She would walk in and, you know, always say like, "Oh, I sense something terrible happened here," or whatever. But my favorite they always brought on, this guy's got to be so fucking going. This dude named Chip Coffee, and what a name! And this dude is like a
Chip
fucking
Coffee.
Chip Coffee, and this dude is like a Southern belle of a man
That's a
who
perfect
just
name.
comes in, and he's like, "Wow, he's like everything's happened here. I'm feeling it." He's like, he's got all the energy. He's got this like lovely Southern accent, and he is just a fucking character. And he also, I think he also had a show called Psychic Pets as
Oh.
well. Yeah. So I don't know if he talked to the pets or if the pets talked to him,
I
or
hope
if you
both.
brought, you brought in, or you brought in like a little cat to like see like which room was the haunted one. I don't know.
I love all of that.
Yeah. So shout out to Chip Coffee and
Chip
just that.
Coffee.
And just the medium profession, you know, like
Yeah.
what a fun situation.
Well, and I don't know. If that was your profession, like you're a medium who just shows up on these like haunting shows, like you don't want to be like, killing the vibe. So I'd just be making some shit up either way. Like I'd be like, oh yeah, oh definitely, definitely feeling something here. People fucked on this couch.
Someone fucked a puppet on this couch. I know it. So, jeez.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's all I got on Puppet Master.
I've seen this guy before. I gave Chip Coffee a Google. What did I say? Chip.
Yeah.
Chip Coffee. Yeah. Yeah, I
He's so cool.
recognize him.
I hope that's his real name too,
I
not just
know.
like
I
some
hope so
stage name.
too. Well, it's not spelled like coffee, like the beverage. It's got a
No, I think it's
Y
got a
at the
Y at
end.
the end.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
got a Y at the end instead.
So, okay. So let's before you wrap up and give some boost scores, let's hop into our next segment, taglines.
Okay.
So what do we got?
Only three taglines for this. I feel like they could have really gone to town, but it's fine. I tried to come up with some myself and I was like, this is not my calling. I just like to read them.
Maybe they had to cut the tagline budget first.
Okay. First one. Killers come in all sizes.
Okay. Yeah.
But also, evil comes in all sizes.
I like the first one
I
better
like
because
killers.
they're not inherently evil. They are killing, but as we decided, it's not, you know, it's the puppet master. Though we'll see.
They feel like guns for hire almost. Like
Little bit.
they're gonna, yeah, that kind of situation. And then our third one. A box of little toys has just become a gang of little terrors. This is not child's play.
Okay.
I was like, are we like taking a dig at child's play? Because this would have been after that.
It was going to be a pretty big thumbs up
I know you
with
liked the
without
beginning.
that
I
line at the
saw.
end.
Yeah, I like a box of little toys has just become a gang of little terrors. That's cute because you think of them like a little puppy gang.
Oh, just doing their little like West Side Story dance situation, you know. I
Yeah.
love that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, so we take out this is not child's play, and that one's pretty good.
Yeah, dude,
All right.
no need to take a dig.
Yeah, no, we don't need
Yeah.
to, especially like at a movie that's like far superior to this one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, dude,
Clearly.
if you're gonna take a swing at the king, you know, better not miss, you know, don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
So, okay. Let's pop into some boost scores. Do you mind going first?
Yeah, I can go first. I feel like you've gone first the last couple times. Oh, okay, this is really hard. For some reason, I just really enjoy this movie, even though it does not make sense. The pacing is weird, the characters are odd. There's just so much strangeness going on, but I really like it. And I really like the music. I listen to the score probably at least once a month while
Oh
I'm
my
working.
God.
I really do. So yeah, I really enjoy it. I want to give it a 3, but that's what I gave Scream 3, so I feel like that's too generous. So I'm going to
Hardly.
give it a 2.5. 2.5 booze.
See, Scream 3, again, I just want to now rate it even lower because it's so bad that it made you rate Puppet Master lower. And that, again, what the fuck? This movie, the lengths that that movie just reaches to ruin it for everybody just knows no bounds.
Oh
Yeah,
my goodness.
two and a half, super respectable. I think listening to everything I had to say leading up to this, I think you'd think I wouldn't have liked this movie that much, but like you said, this movie's fucking great. I
It
love
makes me laugh.
this concept. Makes no sense. Why? Just what a weird, strange tornado of events that just kind of turned into what they're calling a plot for this movie. It makes no sense to me, but I love when you have your psychics and magicians. Like, I love when you bring them all together. I love when you have
There are no
multiples.
magicians in this movie.
There are none, but that's why I'm just like, I want this movie to just put five magicians in a haunted mansion with inanimate or animate puppets. I just love the whole vibe of it. I like Alex. There's something sensitive about him that I like. I think it's his hair. I really love his hair in this
Oh
movie.
God, that haircut. Oh my gosh.
It's so good.
It's
It's,
so 80s.
I love it. There are a lot of men that had that haircut, and they all fucking rocked it.
The facial expressions that Alex makes at everything that happens, that was the other thing that I didn't even get to. Like when they ask if they can stay in the room and pay their respects to Neil, his face. He looks like a bitchy teenage girl, like looking at his worst enemy, the way he looks at them. His expressions are so funny and so exaggerated. So I'll give Alex that.
I think if I were Neil, I'd be like, hey, Alex, let's partner up on this because you seem to fucking hate them too.
Yeah,
You
seriously.
know?
Yeah,
And you
recruit him.
actually have some use, like
Yeah.
one, having the academic credentials, and access to that Yale library.
Yeah.
I know how library paywalls, for, fucking peer-reviewed research can, it's fucked up, right? So being able to have that access, that's
Yeah.
huge. And you can see into the future. That's pretty good too.
I know he seems to understand and control his, like he's the most level-headed, like, 'cause it's when he's dreaming, it's not just while he's walking around trying to do his thing, sitting on
Yeah.
furniture, getting hot and bothered.
So
So,
he's getting some REMs in the in the meantime too. So I love that. I'm gonna give this one three booze. It's this movie's absolutely
I did
better
not
than
see that coming.
this movie's absolutely better than Scream 3. I don't know.
Jeez,
So
wow.
I don't know why
Fuck
you're
it,
using
fuck it.
that.
I'm gonna lift it to a 3.
Yeah.
Can I do that? I can do that.
It's your
It's our
podcast.
rules.
Yeah. So,
Okay, I'm putting it back at a 3 then.
yeah.
Yay. I thought you were going to come into this shitting on this movie, like going after it, and here we are.
There's no consistency to my tastes and things and how I use my boost score.
Same.
It's, yeah, this movie is just super fun. I'm gonna watch it, I'm sure, 100 more times. And I
Have
certainly
you
recommend it
seen
to people.
the second one?
Yes, but
Okay,
only
it's
once,
been a
though.
while. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Well,
but I remember liking the second one too, if not maybe preferring it.
I think I prefer the second one, but it's been a while since I've seen it, and maybe like, I don't know. You know how every now and then, 5 to 10 years pass, you watch something and you're like, you know what? I'm seeing this through new eyes. So maybe I'll like the first one more than the second one. But I think I remember Andre Toulon, his like zombie self being pretty fucking entertaining.
Yeah, hell yeah. So, yeah, Three Booze. This movie's super fun. Go watch it.
Perfect.
I mean, I hope you
Yeah.
had already before
Yeah.
listening,
Otherwise, you'd be
but
like, what the fuck are they talking about?
And it's just, again, it's like, even with this movie being like an hour and a half, it feels even shorter than that. It feels
Yeah,
so
it's a
breezy.
breeze. Yeah.
Yeah. 'Cause, I mean, I
Yeah,
think
for
the
sure.
almost like the entire events of the movie happen in one day, right? Like one night,
Yeah,
essentially.
it's a very short amount of time too. So it makes it more believable that like the puppets could pull that off too, because they're not very threatening really.
Yeah, like once they find out that we're puppets that can just be kind of like thrown around, like we need to act pretty quickly. So we need to make sure to execute
Yeah, it's
this
got to be
fast.
all in one night. Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. Well, hell yeah. Anything else you want to say about Puppet Master before we close the curtains on our this little puppet show?
Adorable. No. Love it. I would also recommend this to anyone who just wants to watch like a fun, silly movie.
Yeah. So let us know what you think. Hop in the comments on social media. Let us know who your favorite puppet is and why.
Yes. And if you want us to talk about Puppet Master 2.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how many listens this one gets.
Yeah.
I think it's a tall ask.
High hopes.
Yeah. All right. Hey, have a great night, everybody. 3, 2, 1, ghost.
Thanks for listening to our episode on Puppet Master. If you enjoyed this episode and can't get enough of us, subscribe to our podcast and feel free to leave us a killer review wherever you choose to listen. You can find us on Instagram at 321GhostPod and give us a follow to see what we have coming up on the schedule. We're very active on Instagram and would love to hear from you. You can shoot us an email to 321GhostPod@gmail.com to share your thoughts, questions, recommend a movie you'd like to hear us chat about, or make an appointment for one of Kyle's world-famous tarot card readings. Next week, we're hopping back into our Scream series with Scream 4. Thanks again for listening, and remember, if you don't notice a 1.5 foot tall puppet dressed like an undercover Nazi running around your hotel, you may be due to have your eyes checked. 3, 2, 1, ghost.